We're talking with Leanna Covington from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Legislative Staff. And Leanna, you watch not just state issues as we get ready for the state legislative session to crank up here fully, as well as you watch some federal issues as well. Big issue right now, the Farm Bill, very, very close to completion. Farm Bill Conference Report, of course, reported out successfully, already voted on by the House, soon in the Senate as well. Is this a good bill for Oklahoma's farmers ranchers?
Many farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma are excited about this bill. I've heard mixed kind of emotions. I know that National Cattlemen's has expressed some concerns about COOL and other issues. But many farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma are happy to have a farm bill and commend Congressman Lucas for his work. I know it has been a rough couple of years. Few years for him in this endeavor, but many express gratitude and are very thankful to have a farm bill.
One other federal issue that we talked a little bit about, this horse slaughter issue, the latest federal budget deal that has, of course, now gone through the process, been signed into law by the president, does not include funding for USDA inspectors in a horse slaughter plant. Effectively, that keeps us from having horse slaughter. I know that you've been working with Senator Inhofe to try to get a fix on that.
Sure. Shortly after they announced the budget that they would no longer fund USDA inspectors for horse processing facilities, effectively shutting down that industry, Senator Inhofe and his staff responded on behalf of Oklahoma and said this is a really important piece of agriculture and we want to introduce some standalone legislation to try to facilitate some sort of answer for this issue.
Let's talk about state legislative issues. We're at the process of starting the state legislative session. A lot of measures out there that are already been filed in the House and the Senate. What's Farm Bureau paying a lot of attention to this year?
What Farm Bureau is paying attention to, our members came to us and wanted a layer of protection for their right to engage in farming and ranching, modern farming and ranching activities. So what we're really pushing for this year in the legislative session is a right to farm legislation, which will effectively provide a constitutional right for farmers and ranchers to engage in modern agriculture practices. And of course, that's a moving target because modern technology changes by the minute. But in order to keep up with the growing population and provide food and resources for this population, it's important for Oklahoma to have that layer of protection for this industry.
There will be folks that are going to oppose you on that, most certainly, both as it goes through the legislative cycle. But then if it's a constitutional amendment, that means that we're talking about a vote of the people, right?
Yes, sir, it does. And that's very important because we've seen some negative press from animal rights activists that just really, truly do not understand what it takes in production agriculture to feed a growing population. I know the hog industry has felt the impacts of this. Also, the cattle and poultry industry have also taken hits on this, but it's really important to come together as a group of Oklahomans that want to provide for the people of this world to engage in modern agriculture practices and to do it effectively.
A right to farm piece of legislation approved by the legislature would it be possibly as early as this fall that it would go to a vote of the people, or would it be at some point down the road in a next election at some point down the road?
It would be some point down the road. We've seen this legislation pass in North Dakota. It's currently on the ballot this year in Missouri. They've passed legislation last session, and it will be on their ballot this session. It's very important, obviously, to Missouri and to North Dakota, who passed it last year.
Beyond this right to farm legislation, what are some of the other things that you're going to be paying, watching closely?
Well, of course, there's the UAV technology that's kind of peeked its head around precision agriculture and other. It's really goes along with the modern agriculture practices. You're seeing UAVs that have an amazing amount of technology to measure moisture in different commodities, to check cattle from a smartphone. You're seeing all of this technology that really would help farmers and ranchers in their practices and make their operations more effective.
One of the things that you do bring a lot of your members in on a regular basis, and one opportunity to do that is your state legislative leadership conference that's coming up in the month of February. Tell me a little bit about what's on the agenda for that.
Our legislative – Our leadership conference is February 17th and 18th at the Skirvin Hotel this year in downtown Oklahoma City. We'll bring in many members attend this event because it's very important to them to realize what's going on in Washington, D.C. We'll have Representative Mark Wayne Mullen and Representative James Lankford come and give legislative updates. Well, further, I think we'll have Attorney General Scott Pruitt is scheduled to be there. So we'll see lots of these folks get face-to-face opportunity to speak to our members and to engage in conversations that are important to Oklahoma agriculture.
Leanna Covington, who's on staff within the Public Policy Division of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.